smoke, black rolling smoke, to beyond 10,000 feet and 2 miles across. 2 miles across, that's, more than intensely when we left.
The line this week, our negotiations should be there. We'll negotiate only when they stop their, by invasion, is that correct? We hold that all week long, take the heat, which we'll have to take, not negotiate.
Okay. Hunt this foot orange, this is going to be long, so. Well, 6 pages of damage, it says.
Let me say, this, you were saying, we don't want to box yourself in that position, in trouble with Johnson, if he bombed. Well, again, didn't give the appearance, we have been contemplating it even harder, our acts, soften our rhetoric. Now, are we making a mistake and not, doing something on the, I'm just asking, I don't.
Mr. President, because we got the Moscow trip out, we saw.
In other words, we will take, you will just have to take the public decision, offensive with the enemy, and they'll go big now, the Democrats will.
That's what happens, Mr. President, but you see, the point is that if they agree to a meeting on this 24th with me, then we can announce the end of this week that we're going to plan a session on the 27th. To a meeting on the 24th, and we hope to, and if necessary, blow the Russian trip next week. The Russians will be delighted if I do that.
That would become public.
Yeah, they have no interest in this, because,
Yeah, they love it, they like the Chinese to know that. So we'll put it out, we'll let Moscow.
So,
Let's look a little further. I mean, I'm just trying to think if this will determine how you write the paper, what you tell the Russians. Suppose the Russians can't deliver it on the 24th, suppose we do not have any settlement. You just think the bomb hell out of that act.
And we bomb out, then as soon as that contract from Russia is made.
If we can, you see, I don't, we continue to have airstrikes, in other words, on the north. But your view is that you couldn't blockade, because you understand if we blockade, the Russians couldn't have a summit at the time of blockade.
Mr. President, what we must do, I said this yesterday before I had the Russian reply, you agreed as it was the Russian case. I, this, what I've said to the Freeman, I say, we will not limit a little miserable country to destroy two American presidents. And we will destroy the troops. They must think you have lost all rationality. Therefore, we mustn't be reasonable. We mustn't give the impression that this worst course is to appear now of backing off. We mustn't say, yes.
Mayor, I'm just saying, however, suppose that they don't deliver the South Market meeting, and nothing comes out of but if they don't, then is our course then to blockade and flush the summit, or is our course just to bomb like hell and go to the summit anyway?
Do one more bit bombing strike and then go to the blockade.
And then that'll flush the summit, though.
Yeah, they won't let the summit be flushed.
Yes, I'm just thinking. I'm just trying to think what our options really are.
No, we have a 70-30 set. We cannot afford to lose, Mr. President, because if we back off now,
we're not going to.
I would tend perhaps to go to the blockade. But I'd first do one more massive bombing strike.
Well, certainly we'll find one day. It's not good, bad weather.
No, no, the weather is improving now. It's constantly improving from now.
You start to get softer.
Exactly. As the weather improves in the north, it gets worse in the south. Middle of May, when the delegation is leaving, we don't see the little banks go with them. They can't be stacked. So, somewhat in the back, only because they won't have faith there. If you don't force them, if you don't face them down now, countryside or go to the summit, harvest whatever it is that he got there, put it to the front of the house or something, and bow to the Jesus out of the way, or you can go to the front there.
Okay.
I'm thinking of standing for the American public, and so forth, this is the, this is the support of the block being higher, the road as time goes on. They're burbling around.
Mr. President, what this country needs, I believe that to that, Mr. President, if you pull this off, you will become not just an accepted, but a popular. So you personally, because you take so much into life in your presidency, that you think that without popularity, for the second, but if you started this, everybody against you, with a whole intellectual establishment, with this defeatist philosophy, if you pull this country on the right course now, as you're doing, this is going to have a tremendous impact on the whole philosophy of self-confidence. Why is it that they don't dare to tackle you so much? Because first of the time,
they're tackling us now.
But not like in Cambodia.
Oh, but Muskie, you see the stuff this morning, Muskie, tell you.
Yeah, but Muskie's always wrong. Muskie's always behind the gun. If we get that trip off, Mr. President, they are going to look like goddamn fools. What, imagine what we can say. If the trip fails, we'll say these sons of bitches, as we were negotiating, as Kissinger was going to Moscow in my direction, they denied us at the back. If the trip succeeds,
and you can say when you come back to Moscow that the Russians pointed out the president doesn't have support at all.
By this time, Mr. President, we will have another monumental hotel which you can play anytime you choose. In addition to the fact that if the trip cuts off, maybe they're kind of
play this over all night.
Mr. President,
we're not going to worry about it.
You have done.
See, there is something to be said. Now, I've been thinking a lot about the Russian summit. There are a lot of people that don't like being in communist trade. They might not like the China thing, but they might not like the Russian thing at all. My view is that if the Russians are so stupid to cancel out tomorrow, that then we go immediately to knocking off the German and destroy Iran. Right? You agree with that? We go immediately then also to a blockade.
Yeah.
See, that's my view.
And we can show that all the offers we've made there, all our seriousness, and you had offered to send me to Moscow, and they took hands and they
particularly because they know, they probably figured that you don't you that you don't you think you have convinced the Brennan that we do have a blockade in mind? He knows that.
The President, the Brennan says, could you at least wait until the second thing until we get an answer? He's even saying, don't worry about the Moscow. Better get stuff on it to know what part of the Moscow comfort.
Small way, but it's important to go up to Canada and fuck around up
have to leave this meeting, just Matt and say this target to that law.
He would. Heads with regard to not buying more now, I guess.
That was only a bunch of authority, I'll just keep the existing.
See what I mean? I don't want them, see, they can't be in on the negotiating game, so.
No, they have no authority to buy.
No. I understand they have no authority, but I don't want them to think that we are backing down. See my point here? I think we should tell them now for the next week, we want to concentrate on the battle area, throw everything into battle.
I don't think we should tell them anything, just say that the existing authorities, which have been able to buy up to the 19th parallel, yeah, but who's.
You enable gunfire all the way up?
No, only to the 20th, we can't go up to a sidebar, I did not. But the 20th gets every board except sidebar.
All right, it gets that 170 miles long.
Yes. And they can attack every airfield between the 20th and the sidebar. So that gives them more authority than they ever asked for.
Correct.
And sort of beat it all out to keep things quiet.
Okay. Good, all right.
President, I think, I tell you, I know if they just hit Paddy Field, it would be a good signal, but they obviously, and this, I repeat, is just visual observation while they were being fired at.
More than that.
I mean, this doesn't cover, for example, the truck part. It only covers explosions. This doesn't cover damage, which doesn't lead to explosions. We have no good estimate of the truck.
You know, somebody that hit some people that were helped with this, that were. DOW.
Yeah.
Those poor guys, he said, some camp up there. And they seen some of this, and they heard this, and they could make them feel good, or well, wouldn't it you?
You were called that. So, President, they must have seen all over Vietnam. If the Kitty Hawk could see this flame 110 miles away, then all over at least the most populated area of Vietnam, they must have seen these flames. They must have seen them in China.
Say well done for that, for me, for the destroyer to pick up that man. If you do that, absolutely. I think that's a nice thing. You send it to McCain, please pass to the crew and the commander, President, well done.
Good.
Old, from President, old Navy man, well done.
Okay.
Thank you.
police office, please. Hello? Yeah. Hello? Jack, we would like to go up to Camp David. I wondered if they could have telephone about 1 o'clock. I'll inform it all up here. All right. Incidentally, Henry told me the Pentagon is coming up and down about that strike last night. Really hard. Please tell this next departure to 1 o'clock rather than 15 to 1. And you get this looking for me. Woods. Thanks. Hello. Patrick. I'm sorry. If she comes in, she can call. Hello? Yeah, he was at church earlier, and he is why my father. Okay. Major Brennan again, please. Hello? Yeah. Oh, how was church today? I think he realizes that there's no other choice now. And of course, I think he should, because none of them know the other card we're playing. They're doing it in the most stupid thing. That poor idiot Humphrey said the president should immediately ask the Security Council of the United Nations to call Vietnam. For Christ's sake, doesn't he know that China and Russia are on the goddamn Security Council? He's
see, they veto anything. Why the hell didn't they do it before? Because Russia would want us.
But, let them get off then, they're gonna, they need a couple of things I want to check with you. I go to Camp David at 1 o'clock, I'll be back tomorrow around time for calmer lunch. No problem with that. Tell me what perhaps should be scheduled as common or not tomorrow, right? So I'll be at Camp David, I'll be there Tuesday. My dream of company is that if he's still with that mind, which was, for you to play the concert, he's doing the board song, in other words, they would act the song. The reason for that is when you buy a song, you know, that will be stronger than that. But anything before the song, it would be in my hand, and the song, you'll have to understand that, you know. But that would be a pretty good time, I don't know, some people. It's not built, you know. As you know, I'm really going to have to keep myself totally free for the next week, at least through this week. I have to do one exception. But it's the cabinet thing. If you feel we ought to have a cabinet meeting, I am. But it may be that it just would be good. And I guess that you can't have it without my sitting through it. But I think what would happen then is that frankly, to have a cabinet meeting and not have anything to do it. And that Roger and Larry do, you know, if you want to have it. I mean, I don't know. He said to that, good. All right, well then, they give a briefing. They give a briefing on the situation in Vietnam. Just say to Captain, there will be a briefing on the White House situation in Vietnam. That Rogers and Larry be there to do it. And maybe we should just not so few Captain Beaches or, well, how about this? Just as a substitute. Now, Moore and that bunch, they have briefed. You might tell Moore and Larry, they have briefed the Congress. Senators, they should tell the cabinet officers that they will be glad to read them off the military situation. How does that sound to you? So that they'll know what's going on. No, there'll be a briefing for members of the cabinet, sub-cabinet, and you know, one of the rooms there, just put it on for those that want to attend. Cabinet over there. Yeah, that's right. There is a briefing, and members of the cabinet and sub-cabinet are invited if they'd like to. Yeah, I wonder if that doesn't put it too interesting. So we can hold on that for tomorrow. We figure I could have a leaders meeting this week in any event. Done now for, I mean, really, we don't really have to have one next week either, but next. Here we go. And all of our guys will be there that week, so that's too good. Well, let me say this on the cabinet. Sometimes it's just good to have a meeting. But let's look at it tomorrow and decide. On the other hand, there is one thing in this period I've got to come and do too. You've got to get the Colson apparatus. And I'm not going to talk to them to order them a break, order them. I mean, because I figure they're all self-starters anyway. Don't you agree? They got the guidance of it. Now, it is very important. It's very important for you to have a talk with Colson McGregor, even today, or have you talked to them already, that they're to launch a hell of a support the president. Get the hell out of the future president. Tell them, look, we've got a good case here. And don't be afraid of it. They have players to play. Colson has to do the outside of the told them about posting about some ads, maybe try to get them good. We have buyers who understand, and we'll crank up on that. Now, the other thing that, of course, I will have to put my mind to this group is the thing on this Thursday, we'll be on that. So that's what.
We can handle precedence as being precedent, you know, I mean, we'll say, no, we won't allow it in this other case.
Yeah. That's cynical, I know that.